Hi there, this is Linda Fife coming to you from the Greater Kingston Community Chamber of Commerce in North Kitsap County with a new segment in our series entitled Why Kingston. We have with us today Nancy Langwith, who's recently settled in Kingston with her husband, Jerry Kirshner, after sailing the world. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning, Linda.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, your background, your family, your careers.
Well, Jerry and I both grew up in the Midwest, Jerry in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I grew up in South Bend, Indiana. We both got our advanced degrees from Purdue. Jerry's a PhD chemist, and I'm a veterinarian. We were both in research management at Eli Lilly and Company in Indianapolis, and we have three children, and just within the past year or so, we've got two grandchildren.
Yay.
After long corporate careers, we moved on to our sailboat, and we took off for what turned out to be a 12-year sailing adventure. We spent 5 years in the Caribbean, crossed the Atlantic, and spent 5 years in the Mediterranean, where we sailed from Portugal to Turkey and from France to Tunisia. And we crossed back to the Caribbean and spent a few more years before sailing back to Florida and putting the boat up for sale, thinking that it was time for us to start settling down. And during our 12 years on the boat, we were always looking for a place to settle. And we had a standing joke between the two of us. Whenever we'd meet new people or have a fabulous dinner or beautiful scenery, we'd always say, hey, we could settle here.
I bet. So what places did you consider settling?
Well, we thought about the Bahamas, and then we moved on to Guadeloupe and the Caribbean. But they're only French-speaking, and Jerry felt that he might be isolated because he didn't speak French. We considered Spain and Italy and seriously looked in Palma, Mallorca, but decided that we probably needed to return to the States where our children were.
Okay, where's Palma, Mallorca?
That's in the Mediterranean, just off the coast of Spain.
Okay.
When we got back to the States, we knew we wanted to be close to the water. So we looked up and down the East Coast, but we didn't find anything. And our kids had all moved west, so we decided it was probably time for us to move west as well.
Now, the West Coast covers a lot of area. How did you find Kingston?
Well, we thought Seattle might be a place we would enjoy, so that's where we started. We drove the coastline from Seattle to Mexico and ended up right back in Seattle, not finding any place where we really felt comfortable. And even though we liked Seattle, when we began to look for housing, it just was too crowded for us, and it was very urban, a lot of traffic. And after living on a boat hanging off the hook in an anchorage for 12 years, it just didn't seem to fit. And we'd heard about Bainbridge Island, so we looked over there.
So you lived on Bainbridge before you came out to Kingston?
We did. We rented a house in June of 2008. While we were still sailing, and we wanted to get a feel for not only Bainbridge, but also the surrounding area. And although we liked many things about Bainbridge, we did decide that we wanted to look further for that perfect place to live.
So what was your first impression of Kingston when you saw it?
Well, we first drove around the area. Driving around the Kitsap Peninsula was just gorgeous. We really enjoyed the sudden appearance. You come over a small hill and up would pop the Olympics. Or you turn a corner and up would pop Rainier. And we particularly enjoyed the view with the Cascades in front of us with the water and being able to look from Mount Baker to Mount Rainier. It was just really beautiful. And everything was green and lush with fir trees and ferns. And it was very, very different than you can imagine the landscape to be in Indiana. So we came in from the south and we noticed the military barracks, and we really wondered what that was all about. And then we drove on to the port, as we're always drawn to the water wherever we go. And the port was a pretty little place. We really liked the idea of living in a ferry town. We'd never done that before, but it seemed to fit well with our boating experience. And the other, we spoke with the shop owners and with people in the restaurants, and one of our conversations was about a foot ferry. And we thought, well, that's all well and good, but we probably didn't want to base moving someplace on the hopes that a foot ferry would soon come to fruition. And we saw KCYC on top of the building close to the port, and we wondered what that was. So our first impression was very positive, and we left thinking we might really settle here.
For the purposes of our listeners, the KCYC is the Kingston Cove Yacht Club, which is right down by the port, and it is a beautiful sight. So when did you return to Kingston?
Well, about a year later, we came back, and Again, we came in from the south, and we were amazed to see that the military barracks had been replaced by a park. And at first thought, we thought we were just mistaken. But no, it was in fact a park. And then we learned that the park had been built totally by volunteers from the local community. And to us, that spoke volumes for the people of Kingston and the community spirit they must have.
And that's the Village Green Park that we know.
That's correct. That's what we learned later. We went back to the port, and it seemed prettier than before. And we knew we wanted waterfront property now, and we wanted to be on the sound, and we wanted to be on the shipping lanes. So we started looking for property. And after a couple of tries, we finally found the property that we wanted on Jefferson Point, and we're now building our dream house there.
So how long have you lived in Kingston, and is it living up to all your expectations?
Well, we've lived here about a year and a half now. How quickly time flies.
No kidding. You're an old timer at this point.
It is truly exceeding our expectations. We had a sense of the friendliness of the community from talking to folks in shops and restaurants, but we were amazed at how quickly we got to know folks. You meet one and you meet two, and then they introduce you to two more, and all of a sudden you know more folks than you ever thought you would. And everyone here is so open and so positive, and we are continually impressed by the community volunteerism. They lead by what they're doing, and when people lead by doing, it's very hard not to follow them. And we were also very surprised to learn that this small community had a very active chamber and was able to support the Rotary and Kiwanis clubs, as well as several independent clubs, the library and the garden. People's interests, and a plethora of special events on an annual basis. We also find it ironic to have heard about the Foot Fairy on our first visit back in 2008, and then to become actively involved in helping move it forward in 2011. And the last great thing about living in Kingston is it's a small town, and we love living in a small town, but it's close enough to Seattle that we can get to Seattle and enjoy the benefits of the big city without having to deal with the hubbub.
Absolutely. Well, I know you guys have really become involved in the community. Jerry, your husband, Jerry Kirshner, is the chair of the Passenger Only Ferry Advisory Committee. He's been doing an amazing job. I know you guys have joined the Yacht Club and are actively involved there too. We can only thank you for having discovered Kingston. And I know you're one of many, many stories that are going to make this segment, Why Kingston, very interesting. Thank you so much for your time, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Linda and Nancy. What a great interview. And thanks for helping us answer the question, why Kingston? I look forward to more Why Kingston segments down the road. Speaking of which, I'm sure all of our area residents listening right now have their own reasons this spot on the globe is special to them. Go ahead and leave a comment in the show notes for this episode at KingstonChamberPodcast.com and let us know your reasons for Why Kingston. And who knows, you just might find yourself behind these microphones sharing your story. Well, only if you want to. Hey, I want to encourage you to subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss an episode. Plus, you'll keep your fingers on the pulse of Kingston as Linda Fife and myself break down the Greater Kingston Community Chamber of Commerce North End News each week in 2 minutes flat. A podcast which is also a broadcast on AM 1400 KITZ every weekday morning at 10:30. For my co-host Linda Fife, this is Tom Lamar reminding you, we live in a great place.